There's a preseason game between the Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots on Friday. You can catch that game here on 99.9 The Fan. But real football knowers understand that the joint practices that are taking place between the Patriots and the Panthers, that's where the real action is happening. That's who's going to separate themselves. Who knows? Maybe Baker Mayfield will be named the starter when the week is out. And we'll talk to somebody right now who is up in the Boston area checking out these joint practices. Vashti Hurt from Carolina Blitz. Vashti, did you get any fights today?
No, but, you know, I had to keep my head on a swivel. Like, it's, I mean, I'm looking down and next thing I hear a ooze. And so, yeah, no. But
what's going on?
What's going on today?
That's 2 days in a row where we've had some fights between the Patriots and the Panthers.
You know, I just think it's like spirited competition. And honestly, the Panthers came in with that, like, I'm not going to be bullied type energy, like they which is a departure from last year. Last year, when they went into Indianapolis for those joint practices, Indianapolis kind of ran over them. And Matt Rhule was not happy with how they came out with a lack of energy. So this year they came out, they were active. The sideline was active, mm-hmm. and it just spilled over into practice. Yesterday it was the defense going at it with the Patriots offense, but this today was the kicker with Christian McCaffrey kind of riling things up.
See, that's the one that I was the most curious about, because look, and we've talked about this, Christian McCaffrey's health status is a key factor into how successful the Panthers are going to be this year, and they've been managing his workload the best they can to kind of keep things even. I'm guessing he's not going to be happy if they're going a little extracurricular on his body when that's not necessary in a joint practice, right?
Well, you know, he did practice a lot today, and that was one of the things that myself and a couple of other writers were noting, how many reps he was taking during practice. But, you know, I don't expect that he'll play during the preseason game on Friday. Matt Rhule already said it's probably going to be a lot of twos and threes, mm-hmm. getting those reps. But he definitely took exception when Dietrich Wise tackled him as he was going out of bounds during the running play. And that's kind of what spurred that big fight that everybody is seeing on social media.
That's interesting, Vashti, because when the first preseason game in Washington, I felt like a lot of the ones. And now you're saying, and I know all the math is screwed up because it used to be four preseason games. Now there's three. And I was thinking the second preseason game, if you're still following me, would be the one where we would see a lot of the ones. But you're saying we're going to see more twos and threes?
That's what Matt Rhule told us when we asked him who would be quarterback or what his quarterback situation would be heading into the game. He said, quote, we're going to get a lot of twos and threes. A lot of the guys who are fighting for positions on the teams are going to get reps. So he would not commit to whether Darnold or Baker will play. Before we even came here to New England, he kind of pinpointed this time frame as to when they would have a clearer picture as to who the starting quarterback would be. I asked him if that's still the case, and he kind of Eurostepped that question. But I do think they make a decision very, very soon. And if they don't, if Darnold and Baker don't play on Friday, then I think you probably need to make a decision before that game, or you might as well at least announce your decision. I think they know what they're going to do, though.
What does that mean for the third preseason game? You know, it used to be the fourth one you punted on. Nobody played. How will they treat the third one, you think?
I'm guessing they may get to play maybe a half,
okay,
maybe a full quarter. You know, the last thing that Rhule wants to do is risk further injuries. They're kind of banged up on the offensive side. A couple of receivers went down with injuries. Bozeman is out from what they told us 2 to 3 weeks with an ankle injury. So they're still nurturing some injuries on that offensive side of the ball. So I think they have to name a starting quarterback after this week and then allow in that game against the Bills them to play at least a full quarter, maybe a quarter and a half.
Vashti Hurt, Carolina Blitz, joining us here on the OG. She's actually up at Gillette. Or wherever it is that they're practicing right now. I don't know exactly where they're practicing. I always forget. With joint practice between the Panthers and the Patriots, preseason game is on Friday. So one last thing about the quarterback conversation, because I do agree with you in that I think we all know where this is headed for week one. It's just, does Baker Mayfield have a general grasp of the offense with the short arrival time from the delay in the trade and everything else? But it doesn't seem to stop folks from kind of trying to position a day-to-day. You know, I saw a report yesterday that was Baker Mayfield didn't do anything to separate himself in the conversation. I was like, well, did he have to? And then I saw today some reports where Sam Darnold's getting picked off a couple of times. Am I going to get the same report? Well, Sam Darnold didn't do anything to separate himself today. I feel like we're trying to, not you or us, but there seems to still be kind of this, ooh, what's the mystery, when there really isn't one, right?
Yeah, there. I mean, for those of us who have been there throughout training camp, there is no mystery. It's not what, if it's when. And so, you know, I mean, we still are evaluating them on a daily basis because Matt Rhule tells us that there's an open quarterback competition still. So we're gonna post about it as if it's open. But then we also know that Baker Mayfield has won that competition. It's just, you know, it's just, I don't know why it's being prolonged. Matt, when I asked him about that, he said they do have a plan. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're just not shooting from the hip. They have a plan, and this is, I guess, a part of their plan.
Vashti, you would get the reference. You know, if Matt Rhule says it gives me pleasure, like he's Larry Fedora at one point in time, then you know it's officially jumped the shark when it comes to this conversation. I'm not telling you because I don't feel like telling you. Oh, okay. Well, we're here now, aren't we? Vashti Hurt, she is with Carolina Blitz. All right, one last thing before we say goodbye. Obviously, we've been obsessing over the quarterback. We talked about Christian McCaffrey and his health. Heck, there's even been some Ike Ekwonu conversation about, you know, what are they doing? You know, why haven't they just said straight up, here's what he's going to do. This is why we drafted him. So from the big headlines aside, what has been so far going into preseason game number two, one of the more under the radar stories from the Panthers that you're keeping an eye on?
C.J. Henderson is a guy that I'm looking at, and I think that entire secondary, if you know the history of the Panthers, they have always been pretty stout up front along that defensive line, and then the secondary reaps the benefits of them getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. But with C.J. Henderson seeming to come into his own, although he wasn't a red jersey today, J.C. Horn, Dante Jackson, Xavier Woods and Jeremy Chinn, and the addition of Steve Wilks, which I don't think people are talking about enough. Mm-hmm. He is a guy with head coaching and defensive coordinator experience. And anytime we ask guys about him, they just start beaming. I think that secondary will be a very, very tough group to face in this coming season. I think they could be the best secondary that the Panthers have had in probably ever.
Check out Carolina Blitz. You can follow on Twitter. Keep blitzing. You got Quick Blitz, all that fun stuff on Instagram and everything. Vashti, you're the best. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for having me.
Today's a good day for you, man. You got two bits of TV news.
I was very excited about both.
Okay.
About both.
The first one is that the Carolina Hurricanes on Bally Sports now available for the low, low price of $20 a month. Thanks to Bally Sports Plus. You don't need a cable subscription. Just pay the man $20 and you get Canes, theoretically. Their app, not great. But that's another story altogether. Maybe the $20 will help the hamster wheel get going. I have no idea. Plus, also came to find out today that Raycom, who still is part of the ACC's television rights deal, has sold back games to ESPN, meaning that the ACC baseball tournament, you know, the one that you would expect to be on the ACC network but isn't because it's been on Bally Sports and other regional networks,
yeah,
will now be on the ACC network. They're going to carry all the ACC baseball tournament games. They're going to do the same thing with the women's basketball tournament as well, and then they'll go to, like, the semifinals and the finals on ESPN Plus or ESPN 2, ESPN proper, depending on where they want to put it. So if you've been wondering, well, hold up, the ACC has a network and I can't watch ACC baseball tournament games, make that make sense to me?
Right.
Well, it will make
Finally
sense
does.
To you this upcoming season. Let's check in with Chris Lee in the WREL TV5 newsroom, all suited up. What up, Chris? How are you?
You know I got the suit on right now this early.
Why?
Panthers fight. That means I have to be in the 4 o'clock news. I just finished.
Hold up. It takes two fights and a fan seeking some medical attention after the fight broke out into the stands for you to have to be suited up before 4:30?
I think the fan getting injured is what did it.
Okay, honestly. Got it. Well, now we know.
I just came off of TV doing that update with what we know so far with that. But, yeah, that's why I'm suited up so early.
We had the Hawaiian shirt yesterday. Yeah, we had the chill vibes.
Yeah, I was going to say, we had chill vibes. You had chill vibes the other day. this is now 2 days worth of joint practices between the Patriots and the Panthers that have resulted in fights. I'd like to know why this is happening. And obviously this is not going to be a carryover into Friday's preseason game, but I would have to admit that today was a carryover of yesterday's spiciness. And the one thing that I would be concerned with is that Christian McCaffrey was tackled in a way that he did not appreciate, and that led to some things today as well.
Yes. I think if you can bring a positive out of anything, you know, of course I can find a positive in something.
Of course you can.
If you can bring a positive out of anything that happened today, it's the fact that that team is already so behind Christian McCaffrey that as soon as like he spikes the ball back at Dietrich Wise, they're on him. And Dennis Daly is the one who throws him into the crowd, which eventually ends up injuring the fan. We don't know the severity of that injury so far. We hope that she gets better and hopefully the Patriots give her season tickets this year. I mean, at this point, she deserves it.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, like you have the Panthers behind their guy and showing some fight with the other team, putting this together. I don't know. Maybe this is just me. This is just pie in the sky. But you think about Saturday, the Panthers stop moving the ball in the second half, all of a sudden still win the game last minute, mm-hmm. something that they really haven't done a lot under Matt Rule. Just preseason, but they do it. And then they show fight, you know, when one of their guys is, you know, when they feel like something happens to one of their guys that they don't like. I don't know. Maybe this is a small sign of them turning the corner, being a little bit tougher as a team. I don't think that you know, it equals them going to the playoffs, but it at least equals more than five wins this year, which I think is definitely a positive for sure.
Chris Lee's in the WREL TV5 newsroom. I'm guessing since the fight is taking so much of the airtime today, there's no way to sneak in Jillio and I doing a ceremony outside Carter Finley Stadium to reverse the NC State stuff.
Probably not for the 6 o'clock.
That's too bad.
For the 6 o'clock.
I was hoping we were going to get a based Jillio on broadcast television. I'm very upset about this.
I mean, maybe for 10 and 11.
All right.
I still have a lot of catching up to do, but I just, especially for 6 o'clock, I'm thinking like this Panthers Patriots thing is starting to turn into something. Mm-hmm. You have Brian Burns and Mac Jones last year.
Yeah.
Of course, we get Ice Up Sun from Steve Smith. Yeah. And of course, that came after a Patriots game 9 years ago. Of course, we know how the Super Bowl went in 2004. So,
let's not forget, you know,
we
Tom
gotta go
Brady.
Back in history with this.
There was a time where Tom Brady was leaving Bank of America Stadium whining about not getting a call, you know, because
that's the Ice Up
game. That was the Ice Up Sun game. Okay. I can remember. That's when Luke Kuechly, he was just hugging a guy. He was hugging Gronk. He was broing out. That's all that was.
Yeah,
no big deal.
You know, Valentine's Day was coming up, and he was just happy to see him.
Makes total sense.
Everything's fine.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
See you guys.